That's what we doing. That's fine too, bro. All the stars. Gary's a star in my heart.
Gary's a star, but this ain't for Gary.
This ain't for Gary.
Let's put the mics in front of our faces, fellas.
This ain't for Gary.
Hey. It's for one person only.
Yeah, bro.
That's right.
For matter the real fact, king.
Let's take it up a notch.
Are we on 10 yet?
Let's take it to 10.
Hey,
one time
10,
for the god. Bro. One time for the king.
Yeah. Oh.
One time for King Takakala.
Takakala. Hey, come on, man. It's T'Challa. At least let's do it right, man. I live on 10 all the time.
I live on 10. So this is for
we swag surfing?
Are we swag surfing?
Y'all. No, we're not.
All right.
Somebody pop all day.
I'm gonna pop every day.
Yo, pop it for me, Mike.
pop it for a real King one. King T'Challa.
Hey. Gary
flinching
this whole
time. I like that. He didn't let it spill.
Nah, he's a bitch for that.
I thought that was really gonna spill all over the computer. I'm like, oh shit.
I'm mad it didn't. Only with open champagne. That shit should have been on the ceiling. I would. You're glad. I'm glad you didn't tell me to do it.
That's classic Mike, though.
I saw a video of some dude holding the champagne bottle next to his teeth and opening. Thank you. And opening it. Opening it with his teeth, like popping the cork in his mouth. And then the champagne just, all the bubbles went on his face.
Damn, I got a champagne bukkake?
Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't tell me to open it, because I really would have just sprayed the shit all over you like a championship
game. I know.
Nah, for real. Like, because you deserve it.
Thank you.
Hey, is it in bad taste to play this song?
Boom. Why would it be?
Because it's called King's Dead?
Fuck.
I don't know. It's on the soundtrack.
We're going to just skip.
Hey, man. Combo's at the condo.
Yeah, Combo's at the condo. Episode 86. I am Razzie in the building. Fuck, man. Definitely in the building.
Definitely in the building, man.
All day.
And you were playing. What the fuck? See what I'm saying?
See what I mean?
It's my camera, sir.
Yo,
some reason.
It's going to be all audio. Yo, catch us on Spotify.
Let's do it, baby. I'm standing on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall, Gary.
Yo, Gary stands in the back of the club. Just
yeah.
You a wall grabber, Gary?
He's a wall grabber for sure.
Yeah, I used to grab the wall. Pause. Is that a pause?
You used to grab Paul Wall.
I mean, if you wanna.
No.
I used to grab Paul Wall.
I used to grab the wall for a while. When you first go in the club, you gotta grab the wall. You wouldn't just go and start grinding on girls.
Nah, you do.
No, if you're a real one, you do.
And besides, that was that was real nasty.
That was never my MO.
That was never my thing. Like, just go behind a girl and be like, hey. Nah, that was never my thing.
I grew up in that culture, but that was never my MO.
I would always ask before.
How do you get a dance?
I groaned. Groaned, is that?
You grew?
Grinded? What's the past tense?
You
grinded.
Wooed. Did you woo?
Did I grooed?
You grinded it.
Grinded it?
You grinded it. That's how you got him to dance?
Yeah, I would ask first. You gotta ask. You gotta.
I know you gotta introduce the podcast, but.
You want to dance? Yeah. That's what I'm talking about right there. That's the fuck I'm talking about right there, hey, yo.
One time before we start, real quick.
One time for the Gary, man.
To my guy.
Congratulations, Gary. Brother.
Woohoo! It's a celebration.
Tell him what you did, Gary.
Yo, do you sip this or chug this? Oh, shit, you shoot it?
No, he shoot. He shot it.
Is that not? You sip it.
You sip it, but you shot it.
I did.
Tell him why,
though. Yo, recently just got engaged.
Yeah. What? That's my boy right there.
Shout out. Shout out to my fiance.
Yeah, we got
shout
bleeped
out. To
out.
Al.
We got bleeped out.
Yeah, you did get bleeped out.
Shout out to that's Al, what happens when you turn that shit all the way up.
Ow.
It went meh.
To Al and Gurry.
That's enough.
Can't believe you did that.
Yeah, man. Oh, but I want to say something funny. I think you guys would find this very amusing.
Mm-hmm.
So all week, people have been telling me congratulations. And what do you say after somebody congratulates
you?
Exactly. Okay. Thank you. So my pretentious ass now is so used to somebody coming up to me and saying congratulations that someone can just come up to me and say hi, and I'd be like, thank you.
Like, bitch, I don't care.
Hey, how you doing? Ha, thank you. Yeah.
Give a fuck what you got going on.
Guy has no social media whatsoever. Yeah. Just knows Gary, that yeah. sucker.
Thank you.
Thank you. Goes to get thanks. You at Starbucks and shit.
Your barista shit. The barista shit. No. Yeah. How you doing today, Gary?
You pretentious thank asshole.
Yeah.
Nobody cares, Gary.
No, they don't. They don't.
But yeah, I just want to point something out, though.
Wait. Shout out to my fiance.
Yeah, Al. Man. Shout out to Al.
Al.
Yeah.
So the Indian.
Where's my angle?
I look the wrong spot. I was like, yeah. Shout out to you. I look all cross-eyed
hey,
now.
Hey, Gary got us, bro. You got us today. I see you.
No, don't move the angle over again, bro.
You're trying to keep us on our toes. It's all good, man.
You know what I'm saying?
You're getting engaged. Start changing. It's not getting your good side? Yo, is that what it is?
I did shoot it. Can I get a refill?
I thought you were trying to toast the empty glass.
Yeah. Yo, I just want to point out the fact that...
I want to sip it. I want to taste it.
We noticed some shit.
Yeah, what's up?
And your pics.
Oh, okay.
Sun setting.
Ah, I see.
Holding hands. Flashing it with the blur behind everything. So all the focus was on the ring.
Oh, yeah.
And then
you
did the cute face-to-face.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you like them?
And my guy had the red eyes. My guy had...
It was demon time.
My guy had... It was tear up time.
Oh, that's what somebody else said. I wasn't teary eyed, though.
You didn't cry?
Nah.
Nah, you cried low-key.
Nah. All right, you want me to tell the story?
Tell the story. Tell us a story.
Tell us
a story.
Tell us a story, Gary.
All right, so, no, it was...
Did you plan it?
The proposal was so me. Was so me to a T. It kind of like what we're just dealing with right now with the camera.
You hid the ring up your ass.
It's not the wedding night yet. I'm telling you.
I figured that was like a little taste. You pull it out, but you can't put nothing in there. Like, that's just a sample of what's going to happen.
Please don't do it, Gary. Please don't do it.
Yeah, I'm going to tell y'all about it, Mike.
Now, when the wedding happens, and they go, okay, would you please present the rings? And then Gary pulls them out of his ass.
With the rope. Just
in front of the priest.
Where's the ring bearer? He's up there, too.
the ring bearer just has a string on his finger. And right when he says it, he goes, boop, boop, boop. Just like ass beads.
Fuck it.
I fuck with it.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to have to find a little boy that's comfortable with that.
No, he wants the part.
You want to be the ring bearer?
The problem is you're looking for an age limit that doesn't exist. Just go a little higher, man. You might have somebody.
All right. 33.
I'd just be sitting there like crisscross applesauce on the floor. With the ring,
the ring, finger in the butt,
in the tuck.
Yes,
yo, Gary, tell me when.
Sleeves rolled up and shit. Oh.
I rented this suit.
All right, so what happened?
We went out to dinner right at the Sonoma Wine Country in Santa Monica at the Promenade.
Damn,
It was something small. It's not like a big dinner, you know. Like it's nice vibes out there.
Probably didn't even have a mask on, huh?
Not at the dinner table.
Fuck around.
You gotta wear you gotta wear the mask to get to the table.
Which is
dumb.
But
you don't wear the mask at the table.
Which is dumb.
But the waitress, the server, she had the mask on, the whole shield.
Yeah, they got a shield.
Yeah. So we had a nice dinner.
You know what you should do whenever I see that shield? What? I think of like you get the straw. And then you take the paper off and you shoot it at him. Right in the face shield. You ever wanted to do that?
Child.
I've lived through those days before.
Dodge that, Iron Man. Okay, next time.
All right, next time.
All right, so you were at the Sonoma wine.
Yeah, we had a nice
Piggly Wiggly.
Late lunch, early dinner. Okay. And then I had told her, hey, I'm going to go and... bring my camera. We'll go to the beach afterwards. But not Santa Monica. I don't like Santa Monica Beach or Venice Beach. So we went to Point Dune. You ever went to Point Dune?
No.
Heard of it.
Sounds like where you get murdered.
It's more north.
Nah,
right?
Hell nah. It's up. It's like by Malibu.
Okay.
It's the boo?
Nice. Yeah, it's the nice beaches.
It's by the boo.
Yeah. So we go up there and, nobody's around. It's perfect. Perfect. It's still $8 parking.
Perfect for beach
sex. It's perfect.
Sex.
Yeah, actually. But, there was none of that. Anyways, so...
That's a wedding night.
Who wants beach sex though, really? Especially if you don't have a towel. Like, you sand up the cooch and shit.
Beach sex is trash. Yeah, I hate getting sand up my cooch. It's the worst.
And then try to eat that shit. It's a sandwich.
That's what I call a sandwich. Holy shit. It's disgusting, bro. It's disgusting, y'all went but there. Disgustingly accurate.
And is it, yo, low key though, get, when you're at the beach and you would eat sandwiches or any type of food and you get like a little bit of sand in your mouth and it's like crunchy, kind of fire.
You'd be like, but I'm always like, yo, this was wrapped up. How'd it get in here? Sand will find a way.
I always hated that.
Yeah?
I didn't like it because that's what I would wonder, like, how did this happen? You take every precaution whatsoever to eat a Dorito, eat a sandwich. That shit gets in there like, what the fuck?
Or you ever like have a beer or a drink and you go take a sip and this is like the sandwich?
Yeah, right there.
They gotta lick it.
It's like a mix. Because
it's also.
It comes from the earth.
God put this here for me and for you.
There you go. Okay, so we're at the beach now.
You're naked. Got
no,
it.
No, no, we're fully clothed.
Okay.
And I'm getting pictures of her, like trying to see what is the best way to do this. Cause it was planned, it was premeditated that I was gonna do it there. Because all right, backtrack a little bit. I bought the ring July 5th. After July 4th, Dan, after a party on July 4th.
Didn't even tell us about it. What a dickhead. Yo, that's 2 months in advance?
I got to keep secrets.
Got to keep it close to the chest. I'm with you.
You were going to tell her.
I know he told somebody else.
You're the squealer.
Why didn't tell
me? You're the squealer. Hey, Rich. Hey, Rich. Do the big noise.
Why you didn't tell me, bro? You could have tell me like you could have told me, but like in emojis.
Only a handful of people knew that I had.
Why wasn't I one
ring?
Of the handful? I thought we were,
and when I say handful,
we've been friends since we were 5.
I think like 5, maybe 3 people.
Nah, I don't want
to
talk about
3
that.
To 5 people.
Okay, you know. Are those 3 to 5 all family?
Charles.
Yo, you shouldn't have said that one. You shouldn't have said that one. Shout out to the Nova Prospect.
You barely like Charles, man.
The homie Brandon.
The homie Brandon? Wow.
Brandon, yo.
Now I'm offended. At first I was like, no, he told his fam.
Yeah, because like.
He told his fam.
I'm like first level tier. Uh-huh. Mike's like second tier. Who the fuck is Brandon, yo?
Rob?
No, Rob got it over you, bro.
I mean, I guess.
No, Rob got it over you.
And her mom.
Definitely got
that. That's 4 people that I told.
But the homie Brandon, though?
The homie Brandon. Yo,
Did he go with you to buy it or what the fuck?
You'd like the homie Brandon.
Would I?
Yeah.
What's he like?
I mean, now.
You met him. He's been here before when
Scrabble
I was working
me, like,
on.
Tinder-wise.
I was working on like, RD4? RD3.
Long walks on the beach?
Huh? Does he like long walks on the beach? I think so.
What's his sign?
He got long legs.
But he's part of my work crew, party crew, you know what I'm saying?
So he's a work BFF.
Yeah. Like he's part of the party crew that we get down with at work.
Hey,
you know
man, shout out to Brandon, man.
Shout out to Brandon. Brando. Anyways.
Brando!
So I bought the ring July 5th.
All right.
Aiden.
And then, and this... Oh man, you're gonna laugh at this.
You got the 4th of July sale?
So nah. No, I guess I would have missed it.
Fuck.
Yeah. Cause all right, so we went to a party on July 4th, came home, hungover as fuck. I'm like, yo, I'm gonna do this shit. She's asleep right next to me. I'm gonna do this shit. I go and I don't care. Double click the Apple Pay on the phone, right?
Thug.
And I fucking forgot. I'm like, oh shit. I have to move the funds from this bank account to this bank account, and I had it, so I'm motherfucking overdrafted, right?
Overdrafted in the name of love.
Overdrafted in the name of love.
Yeah, baby.
And then I'm like, fuck. Yeah. So I get up, I go to the computer, try to move the funds. That shit's not gonna take, it's gonna take like a few days to move over.
Account to account?
So you're still gonna get
because
the
overdraft it's a different, it was from a savings account in a...
Different bank.
Okay,
makes
so
sense.
It was a whole thing. It
that
was
makes
a whole
sense.
Thing.
Different banks
And it
sense.
Was Sunday. So I emailed the company. I'm like, hey, this is a situation. I need to switch credit cards. Is it okay? They're like, all right, cool. The next day they get back to me on Monday. It's cool. We'll refund you this one and just purchase it again. So I purchased it again. Here I am thinking July 10th is her birthday. And July 10th, we're going to Palm Springs to Airbnb. It was going to be her birthday. No. Her friends are going to be there. I figured 2-day delivery. I get the ring here. Me, dumbass.
Easy peasy.
Me, dumbass, thinking that fucking they got rings on hand, right? Like, nah, they got to custom make this bitch.
You thought they just had a fucking stock room?
Yeah.
You thought it was an Amazon purchase? Yeah. It was like, just like a t-shirt. It's not one of your Omad shirts, bro. Yeah.
Right?
And then y'all can get this in 2 days?
Yeah. So I'm thinking, oh, fuck. And then I see, like, when it's going to get here. Fucking my birthday, a month later.
Dog.
Like, y'all don't got in-store pickup?
And so fast forward to a month later, my birthday. And I'm like, all right, you know, all our friends are going to be at my birthday party. I'll do it then. If she's not too drunk and sloppy.
Right? I mean, either way.
Either that'd be fucking funny. Yeah. Just, you know,
that
whatever.
That would have been a Larry proposal.
Yeah.
On your birthday.
So that's why I luckily it didn't happen. The ring came the next day at my mom's house. So I went to my mom's house, picked it up, and I'm like, all right, I came home and I hid it, right? And I'm like, underneath my dresser.
Keister.
No, because it was still in the whole FedEx package and shit.
You gotta keister it, bro.
The whole package?
Yeah. Yo, you really
it wouldn't be the first time I keister a package. Anyways. So, I'm like, I don't want to sit on this ring.
Definitely not. You just said you wouldn't keister it.
That transition was
nuts.
That was a transition.
So I'm saying, like, let me just fucking find a day to do this shit. Mm. She was giving me shit the day before for having to go to work on a day where I could have had it off, but whatever. Whatever the case may be, I had to go to work. But the next day, I have off. So I'm like, yo, I'm going to work. But the next day,
I got you,
I got you off. I
got- hey!
Bang, bang. And
what was that?
Go to work.
Bang, bang.
So it was like the shit from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Boom, boom.
I love the show, but I don't get
it's
the right. reference.
You got to give
saying?
It to him.
Yeah.
Nutriboom, bro. Deep cut.
So the next day is, all right, fast forward to the next day. We're at the date. We're at the beach. I'm trying to get the camera to work. I'm taking
this piece of shit?
Yes, this piece of shit.
That piece of shit.
Change HD. Am I in 720?
Hey, no, it's, so. Yo, you in 1080p.
I'm in 1080?
1080p.
Yo, what's up, mom? Crazy.
So I got the camera to work, but the flash is not taking. I'm not getting flash every picture. I'm getting flash like every other two pictures for some reason at the beach. So I got to time it right.
So you got trash ass pictures?
No, I got great pictures. You saw the pictures.
It was all right.
They're all right. They're all right. Because I was losing light also.
He was losing light.
I'm like racing against time, against light. And so here I am taking these pictures of her just trying to play it off too. Like, yeah, do that little pose. Do that little pose. So I took like 400 pictures. And then
now you do me.
Now you do me.
You had to take pictures of you and you doing your wild ass.
Bang, bang, bang.
Nipples all out and shit.
Oh god.
Anyways, so I'm there. I get the camera to work. I'm like, all right, let me just go ahead and fucking do this shit. So I go and I'm wearing Chelsea boots, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what a Chelsea boot is?
I do.
All right. So a Chelsea boot has no laces.
Okay.
So I hit it with the corniest line. Mm-hmm. Hold up. Let me tie my shoe.
It's okay. You know you had Chelsea.
Okay. You ain't got no laces, Jack.
And she
dead
knew.
Giveaway.
She knew? No. What? She knew that I had no laces because she knew my Chelsea boots on.
She picked your outfit for you.
Basically.
Okay.
Yeah. So she dresses me.
Like a fuck boy?
Nah. However.
That's how you got the braids.
Wait. I used to get my hair braided by her, but that's neither here nor there.
Mm-hmm. So you ask to tie your shoes.
Yeah, I ask to tie my shoes. I get on one knee. Mm-hmm. I don't ask to tie my shoe.
Yeah, like, cool,
hold up. I'm the man.
I'm gonna tie my shoe, okay?
I'm tie my shoe right now. Hold the fuck up.
No more free Randy.
They hella loose.
And then, like, I see her face. She was like, huh? Like, you wear, like, she knows I'm wearing Chelsea boots. So, like, I get on one knee, and then I dig in my back pocket. Or my ass. Whatever you
want. Because
I keistered the ring
short. Drop the shit.
Yeah. I pull the ring out my asshole.
Okay.
And then...
Stanky.
Boom. I say, fuck it. Let's do this. And I open up the ring box.
Wait.
No! No!
Everybody pause. Everybody pause.
I'm going to take a sip of champagne.
Hold on. Everybody pause. Yo. I'm not sure if you're like, telling the story verbatim or not.
I am.
So
except for the keister part.
He said, fuck it.
You said, fuck it, let's do this.
But yeah. The kicker was.
Yo, that shit is so romantic, but continue.
All right. So I say, fuck it, let's do this. And she's like surprised, right? Like,
oh my God. Hi, yeah, yeah, hi, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know what it is. She's a shark.
Oh, that's just one of the villages.
Y'all both are wrong on this part, but go ahead. Yep. Keep cooking.
Yo, she got tomahawk jam.
She got to marry him, not me, bro.
You're right. Go ahead. Hey, cook freak.
Continue.
All right, so where was I? Tomahawk jam.
Fuck it, let's do this.
Fuck it, let's do this.
And then?
And she goes, yes, of course. She says yes. And then she goes, wait, fuck it, let's do what? And then I go, will you marry me? And she, yeah, you know, get up, hug, kiss. Take more pictures. Try to take all those pictures that we posted together and shit. So had a little photo shoot.
So at what point in from the fucking let's do this to the pictures that you posted, at what point did you start crying?
Nah, I never cried. I mean, I was happy. I was ecstatic, but
did she cry?
I never. No.
She don't love you.
The reason why I reacted.
No, but she's so giddy still to this day, a week later.
Yeah, sure. I saw your tweets, Al.
Yeah, she can't stop looking at the
fucking
ring.
Fucking sick of it. Right?
Yeah, she going,
we congrats,
get it.
Al. Congrats.
We get it.
We get it. You're engaged. Congrats. He's still mine. Still my friend.
I'm yours. I'm yours for life, Solis. You know
Solis.
What I'm saying?
Congrats, that's not what you said last week.
Congrats. What the fuck?
Because he was solely too.
That's why I forgot that whole fucking recording.
Because
because of that, I was like, yeah, we definitely didn't do a podcast because that would
tell
never
me
happened.
Why when you were telling that story and you said you opened the box, I thought in Gary fashion the ring wasn't in the box.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Why I reacted that way. I was like, wait, the ring wasn't in the box.
Yeah.
Okay, so she said yes.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, slipped the ring on her finger and
did it fit?
So this is the thing. It's too big.
You didn't know her size.
Rookie
mistake.
I knew her size.
You knew her size, but she got them Indian fingers.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking sausage fingers.
But this is big the thing, though. Fucking. When you're trying to marry, I'm assuming, when you're trying to marry somebody, and you don't, you want to, you know, propose to her, you don't know, how the fuck you going to go up to her and say, hey, what's your ring finger?
No, like, no, this has been premeditated for a while.
But I'm saying in general, not just you.
Sleep.
What?
So she measured her finger. She's done this. Measure it in her sleep, he said.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Okay, whatever. Go
that's
ahead.
Creepy?
Go ahead.
She wakes up and
I mean, that's not the creep.
Yeah, fuck
it. That's not the creepiest thing in the world.
No, wake up.
Yeah, fucking.
Or not.
Measuring tape wrapped around her finger.
Or not. Yeah, because that's my thing. Like, you know, the dude gets the ring, but then they got to go back to get it refitted because obviously it's too big or too small. I mean, I guess the best thing you could do is just go big.
Or go home. And so that's what I did.
All right.
I went big. Here, let me help you out, bro.
You knew how to fucking set up.
Here. Don't let it be dead air.
No, we got you, though. Nah. No, but for real, man, congratulations, man. You did the damn thing. I'm proud of you.
I'm not okay with this because I just want to know why the fuck he didn't tell me if he knew since July 5th. It is September 2nd. Why didn't you tell me, bro?
You never asked.
Oh. Hey, that's a good one.
I mean, valid.
That's a good comeback.
Valid, but very the valid. Fuck? The fuck?
That's that argument response.
That was the first thing asked. In my head. Until you text and you're like, I did a thing. And I knew instantly.
You did?
I did.
Oh, fuck yeah. That's dope. See?
I did know instantly, so I guess I kind of had an intuition. But you still should tell me, man.
Yeah, well, you know what? I just was keeping it close to the chest.
I don't got her number. I'm not going to text her.
I understand that, but I was just
keeping it close. Yo, Al, you never guess.
You'll never he's going
to
do it.
Never guess what he's up to. And Gary and his shenanigans.
Weisenheimer.
Oh, Weisenheimer. Yo, you are a Weisenheimer, though. You're a Y-I-Yard ass.
Yeah, man. So I'm happy about it. I wasn't crying.
That's good.
She's been giddy all week. Yeah, looking at the ring, looking at the thing.
Extra love?
But
you've been getting extra fiance love all of a sudden.
Hey, yeah. Actually, I'm looking forward to this shit.
And what is it, Gary? Yeah, bang, bang,
bang, bang.
Gary's like, it must be my birthday.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice.
Nice. Nice. Nice. What I was going to say is, so now I feel bad, though, because the ring is a little too big.
Uh-huh.
Just a tad bit too big. It fits.
Mm.
However, it slides off easy. So she has to send it back. Get it resized, and then we'd be good.
That was foreseen, though.
And I figure, like, we have the wedding in about a year where we don't hopefully have to wear masks at the fucking function.
Yeah.
Y'all, can I come?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Y'all, can I get a plus one?
Of course.
I didn't want to.
No kids, though.
Nah,
I'm putting
kids.
A fucking...
I've seen that a lot. People are saying
closing
no
the
kids.
Door on kids. No kids at the wedding. Kids. You got to be 21 and over to get into my wedding.
There's going to be bitches there? Not that I care.
Yeah.
Yeah, you trust
me. Asking for a friend. Mike.
Thanks, man. You a real good friend,
hey,
bro.
Hey, man, I got you, bro.
You got me.
Hey, next time do it right.
No, it's because I had champagne on my head. I don't want to give you a champagne.
Wipe it off you?
Champagne with my damn thing.
Champagne. What's my name? All right, man.
We ludicrous you.
No, I got you.
Hey,
we heard you.
All right, cool. So are we doing the secret dance before the actual dance?
Like a fucking hula?
Like a fucking choreographed dance. Like we come out to fucking, I don't know,
We're like a fucking what's that?
Go ninja.
Fraternity called.
I am
not. the cues. They're coming out like the cues with the hats and the canes and shit.
Stop. Oh shit!
Yo, let's come out to Pony.
Want to? A little Genuine.
Yeah.
I'm with it.
If you hound it, because that's gonna be the first time you guys have sex, right? So like you might.
Oh shit! Yeah.
Yeah, because no premarital sex.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's just been fucking. Fisting. We just been fisting each other this whole time? For 2 years.
Yo.
No, I am sore.
Yo, what's that shit that they're saying? I forgot what group of chicks it is, but that they only have anal sex because they want to save their vagina for marriage or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Who is that? They wear white pants.
Sodomist.
They wear white pants.
Sodomist.
Like, yo, she
Gary had no clue. Sodomist.
They're like, yo, she got white pants. She's down for the butt sex.
So that's why we played Celebration.
30 minutes in.
Just to clear it up.
Just to clear it up. While we're toasting, while we're drinking champ.
Yeah, maybe now you could actually introduce the podcast.
Con was at the condo. Episode 86. I am Razzie in the building. Definitely in the building with me forever. My two co-podcasters, Beavis and Butthead.
Fuck.
Yo, you had that in the tuck?
He was waiting. He
had that in the tuck. Yo.
With the ring.
Yeah, he had that shit stuffed with the ring in his ass. Damn. All right. I'm Beavis, though. Wait, which was better?
No, you called it.
Which was the brunette? I'm the brunette. I'm Beavis. Yeah, I'm Beavis. Yeah,
Mike used to be blonde.
Yeah, Mike, when he had hair.
Yo, imagine yeah, Mike blonde.
He looked like Jason Kidd on The Suns. Remember when Jason Kidd dyed his hair blonde?
Really?
I don't remember that.
Remember Jason Kidd's son?
You mean
had
Jason
that
Williams?
Big ass fucking. No, I mean Jason Kidd.
Okay.
Google it. Remember Jason Kidd's son had a big ass head and everybody made fun of him for it?
Nah.
Don't remember that's this. Fucked up.
But that sounds
nah,
funny.
He had a big ass dome. I hope he grew into it. Oh, fucking mega mind ass.
Mega mind.
And he probably still walking around looking like a fucking human bobblehead.
Well, shots to Jason Kidd.
That sounds like, I don't know if you saw a Hitmaker. He got all fucking.
Hitmaker!
He got, hey, y'all twins? He got that swollen ass head. You didn't see it on the gram?
Uh-uh.
All right, let's not talk about it then.
No.
It's just funny like how he looked. He looked exactly like what you guys are explaining.
Okay.
Yeah, but nobody.
What happened?
It wasn't said. Like, I haven't really looked back into it.
He hurt himself.
Nothing was said about, you know, him getting beat up. I guess it was people were saying it was an allergic reaction in the comments, but. I don't know if that's an allergic,
reaction to the fist.
Possibly.
Damn.
Who gave him the fade? Who knows?
That's what's up.
But what shout out to him,
man. He's been making a lot of great music. But I wanted to stay on fucking Jason Kidd.
Yep.
Lakers, you know, semifinals.
We did it, bro.
We got the Rockets. How many games?
Why'd you say it like that? We got the Rockets.
I say six.
Lakers in six?
Lakers in six.
Lakers in six.
Lakers in five.
Lakers in five. Mm. Okay. I mean, look, they did, the Rockets did play pretty trash.
Rockets.
I think they should have.
Missiles.
Yeah.
Torpedoes.
Rockets should have won that already.
Lakers in six.
Lakers in six. Lakers in five. Hopefully.
I hope.
Yeah.
I hope so. I think we just said I hope at the same time.
We've been on this.
Jinx, show me a blowjob.
No, I'm good. We've been on this.
And y'all in sync.
We all in sync. Wait, clearly.
So I think the Lakers are going to take it. I think, the Rockets are good. But I just think the Lakers are going to win.
What'd you think about the boycott?
I'm biased. The fucking two-day boycott?
Yeah.
Thought it was pointless, I think. I don't know. Like, I hate talking on shit that I don't really know about.
Because
I don't know what was going on behind the scenes.
But it's okay to have an opinion.
It feels pointless. Almost.
Go ahead.
Like, what's the point of... I mean, I get taking that day off.
Because
it was like, all right, the Bucks refused to play.
Yeah.
And then, like, if you're any of the other teams, you're not going to play after that.
Mm-mm.
There's no way to play. Like, yeah, LeBron's like, you're not going to out-black me. So I'm going to go ahead and cancel.
Mike mentioned it.
Yeah, I was talking to Gary about that before the podcast. Like, it just seemed, that's why I don't, man, Bron's a good player and all, but sometimes when it comes to this type of shit, it just seems like it's not like he forgets about the cause, but it just seems like, hey, I'm the face of the NBA. Don't out-black me. It's just like, if what I heard was true, you know, behind the scenes and shit, because it's like, why would you...
Bron.
I know you're frustrated, like he was saying. People
it's
all
ego. Bron was like, nah, you can't do it.
Exactly. That's what it seems like. And it's
cancel
nasty.
The game, I'll cancel this fucking season.
It seems nasty, bro.
I saw
that's just
or
me,
I
though.
Felt those kind of vibes too.
That's just me.
And that's what I was thinking though.
Yeah.
Like they should if that was the case, it shouldn't have been a 2-day boycott. It should have been canceled the whole season. And that hurts my heart because I love the fact that basketball is back.
Even in the bubble?
Even in the bubble. Oh, I love the bubble.
But I was telling Gary, I was watching an episode of Hard Knocks, and then one of the guys came up with a good answer to everything that's going on. It's like, all right, look, man, I don't understand why we got to cancel practice, because if we really
practice?
Wanna... no, practice? Actually, they actually had that type of... It sounded like... I thought Allen Iverson was in the room, bro. But it just seems... He was like, it just... We have the resources to make bigger change than just like cancel practice. Like, what's that gonna do to change things? Like, why we have the finances, we have the outreach. Like, let's get up to those people, the politicians, all these people that can actually change things for that we want to see. Instead of like, what does practice do? Canceling practice do for everything? And that was a really good answer because, like, yeah, like for example, okay, look, LeBron put his ego a little bit in there, but then they did sit down. You know, all the NBA, all the NBA management sat down, and they decided to have all the stadiums turn into voting centers, which is great because those places are fucking huge. Like those can house a lot of votes, and I think that's great as opposed to us.
So we can vote at the Coliseum,
Staples Center.
Oh, we're talking about NBA.
NBA, yeah.
Well, I mean, he was talking about Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Which is NFL, right?
Yeah,
this season is
like
Rams and
I went
and
to
Chargers.
The NBA. I told
no
you.
No more free Randy.
No more free Randy. But that's, look, I think that, yeah, okay, you playing hardball with your, with the people that are, you know, basically paying the checks and that are, you know, majority probably white that could probably make some moves and have connections. Like, yeah, all right, look, let's see what we can do. That was great. But the whole, like, let's cancel all these things indefinitely. If you're not doing anything afterward, I feel it's pointless. But if you're making change like the NBA did, the NFL's probably doing a couple things behind the scenes. I'm sure Goodell, you know.
It's too big. Yeah. I don't know if the NFL's going to work. Just like baseball didn't really work.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's working now, kind of. But like, I think there's just too many players, too many coaches, too many people.
To what?
To keep isolated.
Oh, yeah.
For football season to work. Like, I hope it works because I want to see football, but I just don't know how you get it to work.
Yeah. I mean, the cases are going down. I mean,
if I mean yeah, at this we'll point, see. I don't know. It's one of those where it's like, can we just risk it? I'm over it.
Who was that? Was it somebody? Oh, did you guys hear? It was a Vikings quarterback. I forget his name. He's like, yo, if I die, I die. I don't know if you guys saw that. It was reported exactly. today.
Fucking, I was about to say Khal Drogo.
No, it was Drogo. It sounded like Drogo, but he was talking about it today. He's like, yo, man, at this point, if I die, I die. I'm not gonna risk it. I'm gonna play this game. And like, I was like,
look, like I said,
a little bit wild, bro.
I'm ready for the world to open up again. And like,
oh, I thought he was talking about, I'm ready for the world to end. Yeah. Yo, fuck this, take me, son.
It feels like we're headed that way.
Yeah,
but at the same time, I think we're headed towards the direction of the world opening back up and us progressing it again. I'm not taking no vaccine first and foremost, though.
Yeah, fuck Bill Gates.
Not yet. Not until I feel confident enough to know that shit is not gonna give me, because like when they give you the flu,
microchip.
No, the flu shot. They give you the flu.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They inject you with the flu.
Yeah.
To I guess. Counteract the fact that the flu is going around.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense, but yeah.
Right? So, I don't want the same thing to happen with COVID. Do you guys ever, have you ever gotten the flu shot?
Once.
Never.
Nothing happened after, but I did once.
I've also never gotten the flu.
Boom. Same. So, to work where I work, I need to fucking get the flu shot.
Oh.
You have to. It's yucky. It's mandatory.
I worked at a hospital at the time. I got it, yep.
I know, fuck. So many blowjobs owed in this podcast.
Pay up, live on the podcast.
You want some top?
Shout out to Noah Prospect again.
Mm-hmm.
So
why he didn't accept? Accept? And then
yo,
we'll
he
shout
really
you
didn't.
Out.
He was like, "Nah, give me the Advil."
Yeah. Hey, so Charles, accept it on the podcast.
When I worked at the hospital, they actually said like you can't come to work if you don't haven't gotten it.
And honestly. For the corona or COVID shots, who you think are going to be the guinea pigs for, yeah, exactly, people that work at hospitals. So that's the people that are supposed to be curing or helping these helpless people, like they're going to be the ones.
When you think about that, when you put it that way, if that's going to be the case, I mean, yeah, they do it for the flu shot, but would it behoove them to let you guys do so? Because you guys actually take care of these people.
Yeah, and you know what? Like, working at the hospital, I think that you have a stronger immune system because you're dealing with... You're in the front lines of all these diseases and bacteria and whatnot. So, like, I get it, but at the same time, it's like,
I get it,
that.
But I'm with you. I'm 100% with you on... That's why I only took the flu shot that one time.
Yeah.
I worked there for, like, 6 years. Never took it again.
I'm not taking a flu shot.
You whatever?
I'm not taking any shots.
Yeah. No. I'm not with it. I mean, look, if it gets to a degree of like severity where like it sounds like stupidity if I don't do it because everybody's done it and they're fine.
We ain't died yet.
No, I'm saying if it gets to that level, because I mean,
it's
shit.
Like 7 months.
Still... I'm here 7 inches away from
seven
Rich.
Inches.
Dick between us.
Word.
Hard dick.
Word. Hard dick. That's all you.
That's on a good day, of course.
Hey. He remembered.
Yeah, right now we're clean. Y'all think it'll, we're dying down. Y'all think it'll get worse later?
I'm waiting for them to just say it's open. Because, like,
at this point, yeah.
At this point, I'm not even scared. Like, give it to me or don't. Like,
well, look, I went to a place because I go to.
I haven't met anybody yet that has it, that caught it.
I know a couple people, but they're fine.
They're lying.
Okay.
Fucking liars. Who was it?
Liar. All right, go ahead.
Then I said that. Fucking liars.
No, I
go ahead.
Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it.
Let's go to the next thing.
Go ahead.
Yo, before we get, I feel like we've been getting real serious.
Mm-hmm.
This whole time, so exactly. You remember that?
You're welcome.
Rest in peace, Chadwick Boseman.
Wait, you said I feel like we've been getting real serious, and then
the way you were explaining
we got serious.
Yeah, well, the way you were explaining it was going there.
I just
had a joke.
Me too.
No, not yet. I just wanted to get that out of the way too.
R.I.P. Chadwick Boseman.
That was some not
King T'Challa.
T'Challa.
No, the CH, they're one.
Oh, well.
Okay, I'm wrong. It is T'Challa.
You're wrong. Yes, I'm a nerd.
You are a nerd.
In fact, it's T'Challa, yeah.
So I actually...
Check the watch. Calculator.
Check the watch. Oh, I have to check the rollie. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, like the Black Panther little kid watch out of the cereal box.
Yo, I'd rock that.
But RIP, I just watched Black Panther the other day because I'm corny and I was like, oh, we should watch it because Chadwick Boseman died.
I thought about that,
so
but...
I put it on. Yeah, it's a great movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
You haven't seen it?
I have. I've watched it twice. It wasn't my favorite Marvel movie to begin with.
No, because it was all black, huh?
No.
Don't that.
Yeah. Immediately answer, Gary. Fuck you mean
When I think about it.
I mean, kind
of
like.
First of all, can we be serious? Can we be? Remember, we're the serious time.
Serious time.
All right, so
no, I hear you. I mean, I feel the same way. That wasn't the best Marvel movie ever.
It's not my favorite Marvel movie.
My opinion, yeah.
It's a good movie. However, that's not my favorite Chadwick Boseman movie. It's my favorite would be 42.
Okay, I haven't seen 42 actually.
All right, so you should watch the story of Jackie
I've
Robinson.
Seen the James Brown one that was pretty.
I
good.
Haven't seen the James
I like
Brown
that one.
You like?
Well, you should watch the James.
Bang bang.
The James Brown was pretty good. I've been wanting to see the 42. I've seen clips of it. It seemed like a good movie. But I do agree, in my opinion, that Black Panther wasn't the best Marvel movie, but it was a good movie.
Sad that he died so young. Just another lost soul this year. Like
thank
this year.
God. I thought he was going to be like, just another one bites the dust.
No.
I was worried. I thought you were going to.
But he said it anyway.
Yeah, and I was ready on the side to be like, don't. I was ready to back him up. I didn't know. Yeah, anyway. We're a team here.
But that's. No.
Yeah. Ride or die.
Do not, shoulders.
Yeah, I'm really I'm really trying to resist and restrain myself from doing the Wakanda salute.
Nah, we should all do the Wakanda salute for Chadwick Boseman.
You think?
Yeah,
he's doing it already.
Is it like the 21 gun salute?
21 gun salute.
I gotta put my beard down. Shit.
Why? You see how he just? I guess. What did he do?
We're here for
you today, bro.
Are we here? Sorry. R.I.P. Chadwick, though.
Yeah, bro.
To deal with that for what 4 years?
Yeah, dog. That he
as far as we know,
yeah,
to deal with that and like to hide it.
He did movies did upon movies. Yeah. He did so much work for like he visited cancer patients and shit like. He did so much shit.
You think Marvel should? Sorry, did you finish your point?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you think Marvel should recast?
No.
And if
I mean,
if they do, who?
Look, man,
they can't. They can't recast it because I think they'd get too much backlash. If they try to recast it in the sense that they bring someone in to play T'Challa, like they can't do that because I don't think anybody would be okay with that. But they can recast the Black Panther. Somebody else can take the mantle.
Yeah. Okay.
I see what you mean.
That they can do.
That makes more sense.
Like Shuri becomes Black Panther eventually in the comic books.
They probably will.
So, and everybody likes Shuri. I love Shuri.
Everybody did
she
like Shuri.
She was actually going to be a part of the all-female Avengers. So, might as well just get it over with. Mm-hmm.
Fast track that.
Yeah, fast track
it. Make it the Black Panther.
Why did that sound like Asian for a
what minute? Are those? Remember when she said in the movie?
Remember
that shit dated the movie?
All right, if they did recast, I'm gonna throw a name out there for you.
Go ahead.
Denzel Washington's son.
John
David?
Is it John David?
John David Washington.
J.D. Wash.
I think he'd be a great...
African?
Not T'Challa, like you said. Because I think I like that idea better.
But I think they would get away with it.
Look, even if?
I think they would get it. Look, he's right.
The only way
you
do it is you have someone else take the mantle. You can't replace T'Challa.
I bet you they do it.
They better not.
Ricardo say you shouldn't do it.
Hell, we've had like 10 Batmans.
They all Bruce Wayne? Yes.
What other actor has died in the franchise that got replaced in the franchise?
You white? Then you Ben Affleck.
The Crow?
Was it?
Wait, who else? Oh, shit. That's right.
They had the stunt double do it and shit, and then they, like, would just shoot a scene, like, really dark. So
that movie never came out, right? Where Bradley Cooper was supposed to be the Crow.
Well, I'm talking about the one where Brandon Lee got killed.
It wasn't Bradley Cooper or somebody. I think Jared Leto.
Hold up. Fucking Paul Walker?
I was about to say that, yeah.
Oh, they had his brother.
They replaced him with fucking Small Walker, his brother.
Small Walker.
Damn.
I don't know.
And then his brother was like, yo, can I be a part of the franchise? They were like, nah.
No, bitch.
We miss Paul, but nah.
You're literally CGI. Fuck out of here.
Yo, I had a question.
I got an answer.
So, this is on the same plane.
With the snakes?
Because, all right, so y'all know Silicon Valley is the progressive... Show. Yes, it's a great show, but Silicon Valley is also where Google is. It's a progressive place where all these companies are coming up with new technology. So, would Wakanda be like the Silicon Valley of Africa?
Yeah, pretty much.
Vibranium Valley.
Vibranium, yeah. I mean, I guess. That's where they hit all the shit.
But it's funny because, it's not funny.
And they have Bilbo Baggins in there.
It's crazy
I was like, wait, they have hobbits?
Yeah, they did.
They had Bilbo in there.
But that's crazy
they
how,
had
like,
Bilbo and they had a Caesar from Planet of the Apes.
When you look at that movie, like, they literally, like, sorry, they literally had, like, all that technology in that universe. Mm-hmm. They had all that technology and people were suffering just around them. Like, they were just cool with that. And
they were like waving the spaceship when it passed by.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how wild that, like, just you ignore that whole aspect of the movie. Like, everybody, like, all of their people are suffering in their country and they're fine with that.
I just, I watched that movie and I was just thinking about how they just left T'Challa's brother's son playing basketball. In Chicago, like by himself.
No, he wasn't in Chicago. He was in
Oakland. My bad, Oakland. Yeah, Oakland.
Chicago. Well, shit. Tomato, tomato.
But yeah, whatever. They just left him there. Like, killed his pops, and
he's
like,
no, for sure.
Fuck it, we're just gonna leave.
I would have come back and asked for kingship too. I would have did what Killmonger did for sure.
Yeah, I want to watch the movie again.
I was
now.
Watching that shit, and actually, when you watch it, like, none of them are villains. If like you, it depends on your perspective, because like. Yeah. If you look at it from Killmonger's point of view, like, hell yeah, I would have got vengeance. You killed my dad and left me in fucking Oakland with Marshawn Lynch. Like, I don't want to be there.
Marshawn Lynch.
Speaking of Killmonger, I didn't like... Oh, I did hear a rumor that that he was not dead and they could bring him back.
I heard about that, too.
Also,
or they could just use the Infinity Stones.
Yeah. Also, I like the fact that... Oh, no, wait. I didn't like the fact that he just killed... Caesar from Planet of the Apes, like, all willy-nilly. Like, I thought this guy was gonna, like, be something. He just killed him, like...
Was it Claw?
Claw, or whatever, what the fuck.
Claw.
I mean, he did his part. Yeah. I mean, he served his purpose for the most part.
Yeah, he had to get killed so he could play Alfred in the new Batman.
Oh, that's true.
They probably killed him like, oh, we heard you about to do Alfred, bro, the DC Universe. All right, we gonna kill
Although,
you.
I like Jeremy Irons as Alfred.
Yeah, I did. Too. I liked it. Yeah.
Fuck with that.
Hey, I'm gonna send you another Batman documentary about Batman Forever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got a YouTube documentary on that shit.
Interesting.
Send that. Y'all want to go with? Actually, you know what? Let's do some games or some shit. Who do you hate more?
You.
The guy that explodes fists after every dap, or. The white guy who drops racial slurs to make a point or tell a joke.
Damn, because I really hate I really hate the bomb guy.
I'm gonna go with the racial slur guy.
You have to go with the racial slur.
I'm gonna go with him just because sometimes I explode after daps.
Every dap
with kids.
So if you give daps to a line of guys, what's up?
No, he does it with kids. I think you do.
Nah, but I definitely exploded with.
Like, I hate that guy.
Yeah.
You go through the line.
That's too many explosions.
Too many.
Yeah. You go through the line and
it don't have to be diffused at some
point. There's a fucking limit.
At some point, diffuse a bomb, buddy.
Yeah.
You don't have that much arsenal.
I like to do the fingers and
shit. Oh, the wiggly fingers. No.
Ooh, weasel.
Well, now that we're talking about, you know what? I hate that guy instead. That guy should go.
Nah, I just like
racial guy, you could stay.
Gary turned into Pauly Shore is the greatest. I'm the weasel.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you actually, I don't actually have people, but you actually have people that are white people that just to make a point go for the racial slur.
Yo, I'm just saying, I don't understand the fact why anybody has to make a racial slur to make a point.
That's when the cameras go up, I think.
Nah, I think it's a disconnect.
Definitely that. I mean, that's definitely first and foremost.
I think that a lot of people just like all lives matter.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people want to be. That's what all lives matter is. Mm-hmm. They just want to be included.
Mm-hmm.
Black lives matter, yes, but all lives matter just wants to be included in Black Lives Matter. That's why all lives matter is what it is, it was come up with.
Yeah.
Because people just want to be included in shit. And no, that's not the fucking point of Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, they're missing it.
Yeah, so, and that's the thing, like, you know, that's one part. What I said, the guy you hate is different. It's all fucked up, man. So
those videos, like every time I see it, it's like those people, especially once the camera goes up, they're all looking for attention in the first place. And it's just... Yeah. It's like that thing where you try to set it up, and then when the camera goes in your face, mm-hmm. oh shit, what do I do now? Now that they did what I wanted them to do, mm-hmm. now I'm a wall out. But then when they wall out, they look even stupider. Yeah. Because most of the time, the people that have the camera are calmer.
Yeah.
But sometimes they get ignorant too. Ignorance only begets ignorance, and it just looks awful on both parties.
Okay, but have you ever exploded a dat before?
You right.
With kids. I do with kids.
I don't even do it with kids. I don't even dab kids.
Ow.
He probably dapped it up after he engaged. He got
You are a you're such a dapper.
Fuck it, let's do this.
That actually was dope, right?
All right. Who do you hate more?
You.
The rich, older, Asian guy in Train to Busan or DJ Academics?
Academics.
A rich, older, Asian guy. What a dick.
Right?
Yeah.
He made everybody die in Train... spoiler alert. He made everybody die in fucking Train to Busan.
Only because I didn't know that happened. I said Academics.
Wait, you haven't seen Train to Busan? Oh, what the fuck, Mike? You should have told me.
This is pre-pro. This is pre-pro conversation that you did not have with me.
My bad. I thought you... last week, you were like, oh, I'm a fucking nerd. I watch all Korean movies. Oh, that was...
hold up. What? That was not me.
I am
But
cold.
I thought you had, like, Shudder and all that, too.
Is that on Shudder? That's on Netflix. Yeah. I've seen pieces, but I haven't seen that part.
You haven't seen the whole fucking movie? It's the best movie ever.
You haven't seen the whole
ever.
Movie of Train to Busan?
I have not.
Why? You don't like Asians or you don't like subtitles?
Yeah, don't go ahead.
What's the issue, Michael?
You don't like subtitles?
What's the issue, ma'am?
No, that's him.
You don't like subtitles?
No.
What? So you just watch that shit?
No, I'm saying no to the fact that I don't like subtitles. I'm cool with subtitles.
Okay.
And it's the other factor.
I see.
But Train to Busan is great. I said Train to Busan?
Train to Busan.
That's the
what
porn
you watching? Is that on? That's not on Netflix.
That's on Pornhub.
Train to Busan. Did I tell you guys about the Bear Wench project before?
Bear Witch?
I'm sure you have.
Bear Wench.
Bear Wench. Is that on Pornhub?
It was a porn.
Probably is.
It's just like two like fat dudes fucking?
It was a porn.
Why would that pop?
Because it's bears.
So
you know what a bear is, right?
It connected.
Yeah, like that. We docking?
He docking.
Fuck. In the woods. So back in the day when I had illegal cable,
yeah.
Every night at 10, that shit would switch over to porn.
Hell
the
yeah.
Pay-per-view channels.
Fuck yeah.
And if I got lucky, they would forget to switch back to movie channels in the morning. I'd wake up at like maybe like 6, 7.
Beat
and,
off.
And it would still be on porn and the movie channels are like, oh shit. But one of the movies that they would show at the time was The Bear Wench Project.
Okay, tell me about it.
It was a porn about the Blair Witch, but it was with fucking.
Oh shit. So it was just like what is it called? Single cam.
Yeah, and they would go into like the woods and they would fuck in the woods.
Getting fucking...
When Gary said he wanted details, I didn't know. He was like, so what was the lighting? He was like, they smashed you. Like, no, what was the background? Did they beat the light?
Yeah. It was it not like my proposal? Did they beat the light?
Oh, my God.
It was on night vision.
Did they get dirt and sticks in the cooch?
Wait, did you?
Did they have dirt? A sandwich?
Did you get dirt and sticks in the cooch? Holy fuck.
Oh no.
But nah, yeah, Bear Wench Project.
You got any of these questions for us, Gary?
Yeah, I got another one.
The funny thing is, I recorded that shit like when I wake up early.
I'm sure.
I popped
sure.
in the VHS in the fucking VCR.
His favorite part.
Oh.
Records in porn.
And by the way, I do know why you get morning wood in the morning.
Me too.
Tell me why.
You
ahead.
Do?
Yeah, but I read up on it. Go ahead.
I did.
You WebMD'd it?
Because you are in REM sleep, right?
Yeah.
REM sleep.
Rapid eye movement.
Thank you. So that...
that brown beer?
Just so good, bro. It stimulates your dick.
The REM?
Yeah.
Why? How?
Basically, that's what it does. Right, Mike?
Yeah.
That must be an REM sleep right now.
There's a couple of them. I mean, that's one of them. And there's also, like, if you get... He said, hell yeah.
Don't agree with me ever again.
There's also that you do get, like, you know, somebody, if you're sleeping with your significant other, if they, you know, brush up against you in any way, depending on how you sleep, like, if you cuddle with them, that's definitely going to happen because, you know, your brain's, you know, working.
Oh, bitch is going to give me a boner?
And you know what? If you don't get it, have poor circulation.
Yeah.
So exactly. I was like, yo, I'm glad I get him because I don't want to suffer from poor circulation.
Nah. But yeah, that's why that's the time of day when you're in REM sleep, that's the time of day when you're most stimulated. Mm-hmm. So that's why sometimes you're getting erections. And plus your dreams.
So it has nothing to do with being horny.
Nope. It has nothing to do with dreams.
It just be rock solid though.
However, Google is fucking nasty.
Why?
Because while I was Googling why do we get morning wood, I typed in why do men get, and I said before I typed in morning wood, I typed in, no, I didn't type anything. Why do men?
Yo, show me your last five Googles.
Now I really want to see it because I don't believe you.
I want to know your last five Googles.
I don't believe anything you're saying right now.
This shit. Get through it.
Why do birds?
Why do men have nipples? Came up when I was.
Because that shit is important to know. Because why do we? What the fuck do we need them for? Like, for women, it's obvious. You got to breastfeed through them. That's the milk vessel.
And this is what I learned. Before the Y chromosome is formed to make a man, nipples are formed.
Nipples are formed before the Y, before the dick?
Yeah, so nipples come before the dick, and that's why we have nipples.
Nipples are BD?
Yeah. Otherwise, imagine like there was
before dick?
Imagine there was a man with no nipples.
Damn.
His fucking dick was formed before the nipples.
Shouts so he's swinging?
Shouts to him. Or his nipples. His dicks are nipples. Nipples are dicks.
He has a nipple on his dick.
It's backwards. Oh, his tip.
He's on the tip.
This has been Gary's Biology Corner.
His dick looks like an inflated condom.
Oh my God.
Yo, a nipple on the tip of your dick.
Extra sensitivity? Is that what's popping?
Yeah, I'm nutting super hard.
You squirting milk?
It's going to come out like breast milk. That's exactly what I was about to say.
Yo!
Okay. Oh, man. Yo, I got another one of these fucking...
All right, I'm ready.
Can you pierce the dick nipple?
Yeah, of course.
Just the bar if you're a hoe?
Prince Areola?
Prince Areola.
She's got the bar on it. Yo, how come every time someone has like pierced nipples, you can always see them? Like, I can always see your pierced nipple. It's never not.
Mine's just hard.
Fuck.
My dicks.
I can see it through the bra. It's just weird.
My dickles.
Your
dick. No. Fuck all that. You got pierced nipple?
No.
Nah, let me see.
I'm not Ron from the fucking Jersey Shore.
Ron, stop.
Cabs, yeah.
Ron, stop. Actually, Gary can't have pierced nipples because his nipples are inverted. There's nowhere to pierce.
Hey, this is one from me.
Uh-huh.
All right, who do you hate more? I don't have inverted nipples.
The fact that he had to clear it up. Ron, stop. Right.
The actor revealed as the older playing actor. Who was he? Ricky? The Hispanic one? The one that could play ball in the Sandlot?
Who?
The one that could play.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. That was Benny.
Benny.
Benny the Jet.
Benny the Jet. The actor that when he grew up to be with the fucking mustache, porn stash, I hated that guy. I'm like, yo, this guy grew up to be a fucking porn star playing baseball. I always hated him.
The real guy who played Benny grew up to be a firefighter in real life.
Oh, word?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shouts to him. All right, thanks. Thank you for your service.
Anyway, yeah, so he grew up and he had a porn stash. When he was still in the base, clinked the sandwich.
And then as his friend was fucking being the commentator or whatever.
With that old ass fucking fish hat. Yeah. Get out of here. Had that chance to see you were fucking 11, you sick bastard.
Nasty.
Or do you hate Tim Duncan in the pregame suits?
Mm. Ooh. I hate Tim Duncan because you can tell he never had anything fitted ever in life.
No, not at all. Nah. Even when it started getting fitted, he was like, I'm good. People started getting fitted, walking in like, yo, you didn't get fitted like with the rest of us? Like, no, I'm good like this.
He's like, nah, this is just a 4X tall.
You don't want to wear what Russell Westbrook is wearing to the fucking pregame?
Can you imagine Tim Duncan in that shit? Like in fucking capris?
Tim Duncan, Kawhi really took after Tim Duncan with his attitude towards like the press and everything. Really boring.
Well, won a ship with him, so...
I guess, but you don't mean you gotta act like that.
Oh,
rich tweets.
This is the part where you read the beer
coffee with
almond and vanilla added, bro.
Yeah, that's why it's a biscotti.
I thought you were a biscotti connoisseur.
It's imperial biscotti.
Go ahead, hit him, Gary, with
You like bread?
Hit me.
All right, yo, rich tweets. Is Kanye still running for president?
Is he? Because I don't know. Because I was hearing a lot of like people saying that. A lot of states were kicking him off the ballot
because
like he missed certain.
I read primaries. About four states kicked him off.
Really?
Yeah. So it's like, what's the point? Like, just get your name out of the ring so you don't take votes away from people that need them.
Yeah. And
so the states that got approved, they got disapproved.
No, so four states. I forgot what the four states are. They kicked him off the ballot because he didn't get enough, or he lied about getting signatures.
He didn't qualify. He didn't qualify because like you got to be in like some of the primary, like I guess debates and elections and shit to be on the ballot. And he didn't. Obviously, since he decided to run later, he didn't meet those requirements. So they were saying like you're not a valid candidate.
That's good.
But every state has the don't they have the write-in candidate where you can just write whoever you want and vote for them?
True.
Yeah. So you think, but people ain't going to fucking write Kanye West into.
You'd be surprised.
They're either vote for Joe Biden or they're going to vote for Donald Trump.
They're going to spell it wrong, though.
Which, all right, is it, I know it's rude to ask
is it cancer
who you vote, who you voting for, but like right now, where we stand, and I'm not going to fucking judge you if you say Donald Trump. Like, I'm not that guy. I don't judge people for voting for Donald Trump. I understand. Like,
what's there to understand? Like, I don't.
You
it's just funny that like, you would think that any of us would like consider Trump.
Why would we?
Alright.
You know us.
Like, it was a fun ride.
Unless you
let me off this ride now.
Unless you're prefacing it because you would possibly.
I'm more impressed with the fact that
I would not vote
it.
For Donald Trump at all.
Okay.
I let me just say that first and foremost.
Okay.
But I'm just saying.
I'm impressed that he made it this far.
Me too.
I'm a little.
I knew. And I think he's going to win again. I don't think Joe Biden will win.
I think John McClane.
If Gary is voting for John Biden instead of Joe Biden, we're definitely fucked. We're definitely fucked.
No, but I do want to vote. But Joe Biden is.
Crazy Joe.
There's no defending this guy.
Crazy Joe's on his way out, man. He's got dementia and shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Then we're going to be stuck with Kamala Harris, which maybe she could do something.
That's the plan. Let's get Joe Biden in there, and then we get the first black female president. Is it Kamala or Kamala?
Is it cans or is it cons?
Is it cans or is it cons?
I'm not
Kamala
really
or Kamala
Camps.
Camps.
That's why he bought both just in
case. Whatever is there.
Do you hit it with the pullback or are you just gonna tip?
What the fuck, you gotta pull back when you pee. If you're not circumcised, you gotta pull back. What the fuck?
Yep.
You don't pull back? You just fucking let that shit. You just let that shit hit your foreskin? Nah, bruh. That's not the move.
I don't know the move.
The move is pull back every time. Pull back.
Pull back, pull out.
Yeah, of course, pull out. Always pull out.
I hope he's joking. That's a weird ass piss, bro.
Just leave. He intentionally pulls the foreskin forward.
Further up.
Like when you squeeze out, you squeeze out a water balloon and shit.
If anybody got a flat tip, this guy.
This guy, right?
Talk about
here.
My tip like that, bro.
Shout out to your tip.
But like we were saying before we pause, I don't know any politics on Kamala or anything that's going on that much really in detail. But a lot of people that do don't like her like policies and what she's done in her career.
Yeah, and so that's why I don't know about her too much. Yo, we're in a fucking shit can.
We're still voting. I mean, I'm still voting for Joe Biden. I'm not voting for Trump again.
Nah, fuck it.
He says he's not going to judge you. I wouldn't judge you.
I wouldn't judge you. I don't judge anybody who has voted for Donald Trump. I just like...
Yo, did you know Big Bear is Trump country?
Oh, no. There's a lot of Trump country here in L.A. Like, it's...
No, Big Bear is like, they are Trump supporters. Like through and through. I was there and they were like, every store had Trump shit up. The owner was talking MAGA like some customers walking out, like... He was saying, oh, yeah, he's going to get another 4 years. And then after that, his daughter's going to be president. And I was like,
the fuck?
I will not be buying a candle from here.
Motherfucker. A candle.
Oh, but.
Yo, what the fuck did the candle smell like?
It smelled great.
Big Bear.
It smelled great, but I would not support it.
Like the cabin.
Hey, but.
Cabin smell.
Fun fact.
Cabin fever.
I ate.
That's a fire candle.
I'm down with that. I ate alligator and shark. Beef jerky.
Wow. I thought like burger or something.
Trash.
How was it? How was it?
It was still meat of them.
How was it?
It was good.
You could taste the difference between like a
regular Slim Jim.
Yeah, a Slim Jim.
Actually,
you really couldn't. Like you could smell the difference. Like when I opened the shark beef jerky.
Smell like shark?
Smell like fucking vagina. But... And the alligator smelled like nothing.
I just want to say this before you keep going.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No.
Alligator smelled like nothing.
Oh, great.
All right. Vagina don't smell bad.
No, it has a distinct smell. And I think that's what people confuse for a stink. I think people are like, oh, pussy smell like fish. No, you probably just haven't smelled multiple vaginas. Mm-hmm. They all smell the same.
And I've had
like,
my
yeah
I'm sorry
ones.
I'm sorry fiance I've had my fair share of stank vagina. Oh, however,
he said sorry before.
However,
this is gonna be the shortest engagement ever.
Nah.
However.
Ow.
Ow. However,
vagina don't smell bad. Like. It don't taste bad, and I hate the fact... You know who? What guy I hate? The guy, DJ Khaled type, that doesn't eat vagina.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Are y'all that guy?
No.
Right. I'm head first in the buffet. No utensils.
Fuck, Muff Diver. The Muffet.
Yeah. The Muffet. Hey, yo, welcome to the Muffet week.
Welcome to the Muffet.
Holy shit.
The Muffet babies.
The Muffet.
Dining at the motherfucking Y.
I made it weird. I made it so weird. I'm sorry.
The Muffet babies.
Don't even go back. I didn't hear it. I didn't even go back.
The Muffets take my
Oh, come on. I said, don't go back. Don't do it.
The Great Muffet Caper. You know, Muppet Babies.
Fucking
Muppet
shit.
Fans.
Hey, speaking of going back, did any of you guys see the new Bill and Ted?
That's Kermit.
Me. Gross. Any of you guys see the last, the new Bill and Ted?
Mm-mm. No.
Do you intend to?
You want me to buy it?
No, I've never even seen the first one.
It came out on, like, he said, do you want me to buy it? Because it actually came out on Prime, I think.
VOD. Oh. Did you?
Bye. No. I haven't even seen the first two.
I put that shit on Cody for free.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I haven't seen the first two, so I don't want to bother.
You haven't seen Bill and Ted?
No.
Never.
The fuck?
Never have. Never will. At this point.
At this point. That's how I feel like.
Oh, happy birthday, Keanu Reeves.
First munchie, hey. Now this?
Yeah. Sorry, but I feel like Bill and Ted is, what's the word I'm looking for?
Better.
No. When people love something, it's
nostalgic.
Yes, but it's revered. Bill and Ted is revered. It has a cult following.
Yeah.
However, Munchies, nah, bro. I never even heard of that movie. Munchies. I like that little character because it looks like the shit I draw. But that's where it stops.
And who was the guy that does his voice?
Fuck! Oh, John DeLuise.
Oh, John.
Shout out to John DeLuise, man.
Don DeLuise.
Don DeLuise. There you go.
John DeLuise. Don.
We're all. I was like Frank.
Frank Ox.
Either way,
Frank Oz.
Lakers in six.
Lakers in six,
Lakers
baby.
In six.
Yo, I got another one for you.
All right.
Rich tweets. Fuck ellipses. Outa ellipses. Here ellipses. I'm down though.
Do tell, Freako.
Big facts.
Do tell.
Spaceship Neptune 6, our hot air balloon into space.
Yeah.
Yo, that shit looks fire, but I'm scared as fuck.
All right, so
but I'm down though.
So look, before you explain about it, or before you tell me about it, all I thought about was me and that fucking shit. Anytime I'm gonna go do something cool.
Yeah.
The night before, or this was before, but actually, Alex and Brace are very similar. And the fact that
they're both gang members.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the fact that the night before I'm gonna go do something fun and important, like I'm gonna go get fucking hammered.
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm gonna go to this shit the next day, fucking hung over. Like my first football game. Well, not my first. But yeah, that day too. Anyways, but I went to a Colts and Jaguars game.
Okay.
In Indiana, and I was hungover as shit. And before that game, I had to be in church early as fuck. LeBron and the Pacers, Cleveland against the Pacers in a playoff game in Indiana. I was hungover as shit. And I feel that in this fucking hot air balloon, and when I went on an actual hot air balloon, hungover as shit.
Wait, you went on a hot air balloon?
I did a long time ago. We're not gonna talk about it.
Okie dokie. You roast up that.
Luca.
Shortest engagement ever.
But yeah, man, you getting. I can't do it.
Mike's saving you. But yeah, man.
I almost spit my shit
out. I'm trying to help out. Hey, man, look.
Yo, my nipples are dripping.
I can't do it.
You couldn't go on that.
So the tip of your
I can't go anywhere hungover. Like I can't do that. Nah. Not me.
Now you gotta master that shit. Like once you have like shit to do the next day and you have no choice,
mm-hmm.
you just kinda master it. Like I've been hungover and then like I gotta wake up and like
you are a fucking king at that.
Make my kid breakfast and shit. Like yeah. All right, I got you.
You're a master at that. I think you've mastered that art.
Sometimes you just have no choice.
You're a mart. When you master an art.
You a mort?
I was like, what?
You a mort, huh?
You a mort.
You insult me? All right, so we said all that to say, but would you do it? The whole hot air balloon?
Yeah, I would space. Do it. I would do it hungover as fuck. Like,
that's just scary. It takes you what's the first layer?
I think it's...
stratosphere?
I was about to say the crust.
The stratosphere. In Vegas?
The crust? I think it's the crust.
You the go fuck? Into the earth? Is that what you're saying?
Yo, Gary don't know shit about, was it geology?
That's not geology.
You don't know shit, but wait, what is that? Is that geography?
No, you said geology, the city of rocks.
Yo, you just had that shit in the tuck? How you know what the fuck that was?
Because yo, that I know geology. Yo, I study the rock.
And Gary's tuck is deep.
Yeah, he's big ass tuck. That's where he kept the ring. So it goes to the... There's atmosphere, stratosphere, there's another sphere. But it goes, like, to space, basically, right? Like, it takes you right on the cusp?
I'd like to be shrooms, maybe.
It's where
I don't want to be on anything. If I'm going up there, like...
It's where Baumgartner jumped out of the little shuttle and did, like, the...
That Red Bull shit?
That Red Bull skydive.
Mm-hmm.
He had to wear a spacesuit.
Did y'all see that there's two pilots in the airplanes... That reported a dude on a jetpack.
On a jetpack, yeah.
There was footage of that, wasn't there?
What, you saw footage?
It wasn't that footage on Fool, on what's that?
This was like yesterday, bro.
Oh, I thought it was that thing you showed me, because you put me up on an Instagram page of Fool's Gone Wild.
Uh-huh.
And they showed somebody on, like a person is on something.
No, oh, yeah? This was like, the plane was at plane altitude. How high do planes fly? Like 38,000 feet.
And so there's footage of that.
And there's just homeboy in a jetpack just pulling up next to the plane, like nodding at the fucking pilot.
Rocketeer and shit.
Yeah, it was Rocketeer Iron Man.
Is that our new Iron Man? Do we have superheroes building now that they see the world crumbling to shit?
Now, I've seen.
But there's
videos.
Footage.
No, I didn't see.
Oh, those. Okay.
But I've seen videos of this dude, or I don't know if it's dudes. But they have like a jetpack, and mm-hmm. like he has these things on his hands, mm-hmm. where they work like Iron Man kind of, like where they shoot shit out of the like hand cannon things and keep him afloat. I've seen videos of that. But to have a jetpack that takes you as high as a plane.
That's crazy.
That's next level shit.
And they didn't report on like a fucking body like being found like strapped to all this metal.
No, the pilot said straight out. He's like, there is a guy with a jetpack mm-hmm. to our right.
Imagine he just had the jetpack and some like a jeans and chocolates.
Yeah. How are you the king of the sky with jeans and chocolates on?
Yeah, because what do you wear when you jetpack? Like, you throw on boots? Like, I don't know what you wear. I'll be on Crocs. I'll put them in sport mode.
Give me my jetpack boots.
Now I just put my Crocs in sport mode and then just, you know, that way they hang on. You know what sport mode is when you wear Crocs?
No.
We discussed this before the podcast. What the fuck is that? Yo, so...
Fuck Crocs.
Say that now.
You say that now. And I said the same thing. I said the exact same thing. I was like, Crocs are stupid. Only white people wear Crocs, right? So I went to Big Bear, and my brother wears Crocs. So does his girlfriend. Actually, a lot of people in my family wear Crocs. But not me. I was anti-Croc. So I was going to go and cook in the kitchen, and I was like, I need some shoes.
What you make? Paint me the picture.
I was making the chicken fettuccine Alfredo.
How was the lighting?
It was super bright. So I was like, I don't want to be in there slipping and sliding in the kitchen. I need some shoes, but I don't want my sneakers. Because I'm not going to be sneaking.
All right, cut.
So I saw the Crocs.
Sure.
And I was like, all right, cool. Let me get these. Slipped them on. I was like, wow.
You like Crocs, huh?
I didn't think so till I put them on. It's like, yo, these are mad comfy. They felt great. I don't know what it is, but they felt great on my feet. And problem now I want a pair. I want a pair.
Problem is, they were lime green, though.
They were lime green.
Can't do
so
that.
So what? Lil Wayne wore lime green Snuggies. What are they called?
That's Lil Wayne, though. That's Freako.
Not Snuggies. Oh, okay. Oh, why didn't you post that?
I could freak that.
Yeah, post that.
But I think I'm getting the jet black ones.
Yeah, so, jet black. Let me get the matte black.
I try to make them cool. So they got like a little strap, right? And you can go behind your foot, or you can push it in front.
I know how Crocs like work.
Yeah. All right, so when you put them behind, so it's like a strap behind the heel. That's called sport mode.
Oh, you running them?
They're not gonna slip off. They're strapped to you.
This motherfucker at work, Eric. So he
is it the Asian dude with the bald spot?
No, that's RG. That shouts to RG. Sure. Yeah, I think he does. But Eric, he says he runs in his Crocs. And I'm supposed to race this dude 5 miles, he's saying he's gonna wear fucking Crocs. And he said he ran a mile in Crocs. I'm like, what the fuck? You running a? Why? He has some old ass Pumas to run. I've gone hiking with him. He's got some old ass Pumas. Like he says, I don't change them. Like, I can't fucking have old ass Pumas.
Maybe he's comfortable in them. Maybe they feel good. He broke them in.
Watch he smoke you in some Crocs.
I'm a keto kid, baby. All right,
bro. If he smokes you in Crocs, bro.
Report back to us. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah, let us know how the Crocs.
And tell us about the lighting too.
If you get smoking in Crocs, I'm laughing at you.
Yeah, I'm laughing at myself. Anyways, Mike.
Actually, if you get smoking in Crocs, you gotta wear Crocs.
I would wear Crocs, but I'm flat-footed, so that's why I don't wear Crocs, because I need a little more support.
Arch?
I need a little arch.
Get a little Dr. Scholl's insert.
I got custom-made arches for my feet.
Yeah, what kind of fucking cripple are you? Yeah, custom-made arches for your shoes?
No, I got custom-made insoles.
For all your shoes?
Not for all my shoes.
You said that, too.
I could take the insoles out of a shoe and put these in. However, I don't do that anymore because I feel like it fucks up the shoe.
How fucking flat-footed are you that you need...
No, I'm flat-footed as fuck.
Special, you got fucking...
Oh.
Like duck feet?
However, I have insurance, bro. I go to the spot and they give me some fucking... They give me for free.
Yo, tell them
so
to
why
you
I'm
a,
not going to take advantage
tell
of
them
that?
Tell them to give you an arch, bro.
Why?
Flat-footed ass.
Yo, massage this shit. Yo, massage your arch into me.
Yo, arch my shit?
Yeah. No, actually... I knew of a guy who he said he was flat-footed and his dad every day would sit him down. And so if my son was like this, every day he would sit him down and massage his foot so he would have an arch in it. Mm-hmm. So like shouts to that dad and that mindset. Like, because that is awesome. Was that not? Was that just like stop?
I was stopping. Oh, speaking of dads, but I appreciate the high five. Uh-huh. Did your dad get the colonoscopy?
Yes, he did. Came back all good. Let's just say that.
Clean butt.
Clean butt. Clean butt. I'll tell you off air. COVID Poppy.
Uh oh, I got a tweet.
This is a tweet.
Oh shit.
Listen.
I'm here.
Don't speak. We all live in glass houses. Act accordingly. What the fuck does that mean?
That means don't throw a stone.
This is his segment. He's
No. I'm asking you though, but he can interpret.
Let him go.
That's what I got. But go ahead, Mike.
That was it. Don't throw stones if you live in a glass house, man.
I know, but where are you?
Because people just like
it's the internet culture now, the snowflake culture.
Watch your mouth, because I'll break your face.
Because everybody's just like always talking shit about somebody. Mm-hmm. Perfect example.
I feel like that was a shot at me, Mike.
Probably, but perfect example. what's his name?
Chadwick.
Chadwick came out during the. Big,
that's where I thought you were going with it. That
for sure,
my interpretation.
For sure, that was some of it. Black Lives Matter was really, 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 really big.
You could predominant. Say
it too. It was really dominant. He came out to support, and he didn't look well. People mm-hmm. were like, "Okay, he was doing this for a movie. Let's get these jokes off." Going off, and I'm just like, "All right, well, could be sick. You never know." But that just like. That's an example, and then everything that's going on for the past, I want to say, 2 years? Mm-hmm. Everybody just shitting on everybody when you're not perfect, bro. Like, even, like, I'm not saying that people that have done really bad things should be, like, you know, vindicated.
Yeah.
But, like, don't go crazy. Like, you haven't done shit either, bro. Like, it'll be your, whether you like it or not, maybe or not, I pray it's not. I don't wish bad things on anybody, but at some point, it's gonna be your turn, bro.
Yeah,
you got to step up to the podium.
And you know what? Like, I feel like this has been the world for the longest time. It's been a cruel world, and it still is. Yeah. But things are coming to light, and I like the fact that I mean, shit should come to light, and shit should be dealt with. So I'm not mad at it. Like, so I like the fact that you pointed it out. And
yeah, man. Because people, I swear, it's just like coming back. Because I was off Instagram and Facebook for a while. But coming back to Twitter was a good, like, somebody held my hand and walked me back into this nasty ass fucking internet world that, you know, you can't say shit and you can't do shit. It's like, what the fuck can we do? We just gonna stay in our own homes and hope that nobody sees us when we walk out of our house and shit that we do. Like, yeah. Rick Freako can't wear Crocs and shit because he's gonna get.
Well, I gotta make,
you know
I'm
what I'm saying?
Make fun of you for
yeah. Where? Crocs. Hey, go off with can your black Crocs.
Of course.
Go off with your black Crocs. Hey,
affirmation.
Massages his foot, his flat feet to get arches. You know what I'm saying?
I got arches.
Be a good dad.
Gary's a flat foot. Gary's got no arches. Oh, flat foot ass.
I got something for y'all too.
Oh, man. Shit. Oh,
you,
shit.
You brought the champagne for me, celebration.
Yeah, man.
I got these hot gummy bears. Are y'all ready for these?
I got water.
Y'all ready for this?
Okay.
I was telling Mike before the pod that he probably wants to have milk on hand.
I do not.
It's all good, man.
Have milk. I have water. I have ice water. I have Fresca. I have half and half. I have.
I'm not gonna make you
coffee.
Get up. I got all the accoutrement that I need.
Hold up. I just want to point out that he said I have water. I have ice water. Like there are two different drinks. Like
they are.
One's just colder than the other, but they're the same shit.
All right, so one might help you more.
Get the fuck out of here.
What the fuck? You never been on hot ones? You been on hot ones? I have. I made this.
All right.
So you got actually, the hot gummies.
Actually, that I'm putting this out in the universe.
All right.
That is my goal for this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Be on hot ones?
Each of us to be on hot
ones.
You hear that, Sean? I hope you heard that.
Sean Evans. One day. Mike.
Ricardo.
Big Mike.
Big bike Mike.
Big bike Mike.
I'm getting a big bike, y'all.
Wayne Campbell.
Wayne Campbell.
Susan Hirasona.
Yes. and Razzie in the building. We're going to be on Hot Ones. We're going to put that shit out in the earth. It doesn't all even, the positive yeah. shit yeah. that we want to do, yeah. that's what we got to yeah. put out in the earth.
Yeah, butt yeah. sex.
Okay. Mm. Hey, man, look, it doesn't even have to be later. Let's do it
you
now.
You don't even have to be with Let's women.
Okay. gummy bears.
How very funny, motherfucker.
God damn it, man.
Yo.
All right.
So each here of we us, go. We taking a fucking.
By the way, if you watch Hot Ones, me and Rich looked it up. This is the equivalent to Mad Dog 357.
No, 900 jalapenos. Yeah.
And the Scovilles are like 9 million.
But yeah, he looked it up. Hot sauce specifically. Have you ever seen Mad Dog? Whatever the fuck
it's like
called.
Up there.
It's Lil Nitro.
Hold up. But I just want to know, are we supposed to just bite an ear like an edible, or are we just supposed to take the whole shit?
No, we're taking the whole shit.
I'm taking the whole thing down hey, the gullet.
You are nasty.
Don't swallow it without chewing it. It's just going to... I didn't feel a thing.
Oh.
Guys.
Yo, what are we going to do when this shit is actually really good?
It's just Gary's stomach. Is just... Guys, I don't know what's all happening. Right,
so we're each biting the head off? What the
so
fuck
So before
doing?
We do this, we said that for the shout-out segment...
Yeah.
That I would have to eat this before I do the shout outs.
Hold up. Before you do all of that.
Yeah.
I think this is a disclaimer. I'm going to read it. The Little Nitro Challenge. We want you to make the best Little Nitro video on the internet. Post your video on YouTube with the hashtag Little Nitro Challenge for a chance to be featured on our website and social media platform. Oh, that wasn't a fucking disclaimer. Man, fuck your challenge.
Nah, wait.
Oh, my bad.
What?
Wait, because
how we gonna get on Hot Ones?
Yeah, we should. This will be the clip.
So we shouldn't shit on their challenge.
No,
this will be the clip. Let's
like,
say
we're done now.
Let's say
well now.
Let's say this is the clip.
Weak ass gummy bear.
Lil Nitro, the world's hottest gummy bear.
Lil Nas X, the world's gayest.
We're never gonna go to Hot Ones ever, ever.
Yeah, I'll try to take it to the next level.
Yo, bring Brace back.
Oh, hey, Don. I'm not trying to eat no gum.
Bring him back, Perito.
Lil Nitro, the world's hottest gummy bear. Warning, hot. That's all I need to know.
Okay.
Now, what you really need to know is...
what else is in here?
It
It's just a gummy bear in a plastic.
It's infused with their signature 9 million Scoville unit chili extract, making it 900 times hotter than a jalapeno.
So the gummy bear... This is a fucking unboxing... This is a gummy bear is in a little plastic.
So
right
the gummy
here.
Bear look like a little bitch. It's just the red one, so it's probably the best tasting one.
It really is, though. Fucking so that, cherry.
My favorite is the white one, actually, because that's the tropical one.
Yep, right here.
Fuck with me.
Fucking, yo, you ever go to Jamba Juice and order gummy bear?
Yep.
Yeah.
White gummy, what's up? That's me.
White gummy all day, baby.
Let me get the big Mike Mike.
Or let me get the Aloha Pineapple. Fire. That's cool too. Fire. Caribbean so, passion fire.
Gary's like, let me think about that.
No, because I just always choose a different one. Give me the razzmatazz. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all fuck with peanut butter and chocolate?
Get the I do.
Peanut butter mood.
I've had all the Jamba Juices.
All of them?
All of them.
You even had like the acai bowl?
Oh, I love it.
Rock it.
Why? You don't like acai bowls?
Rock it.
Well, actually, I like acai bowls authentically made.
Hey, did you ever call them acai bowls?
Yes, I did.
Bro, I pretty much called them acai before. Someone, it's acai.
Yeah.
First of all,
kiss my acai.
How does that make sense?
All right. Okay. So am I doing the shout outs? Am I doing the shout outs after or during?
No, are you doing it after you bite
after.
It?
Okay. So get full on chew mode. And
I'm just
start.
Chewing this whole thing.
Okay.
Pause. I have to pause.
Here we go.
Right?
And he wiped his dick when
you ready?
Peed. The whole thing?
The whole thing. Oh, here you go. Here you go. Go.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Immediately.
Instantly.
Okay.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Here we go.
All right.
For Mike's shout-outs this week.
Should I still be chewing?
Yeah. I got my boy, Amir Yogi Athlete. Oh, shit. Razzie. Fuck. Razzie's going to put it down at the bottom. Oh, my God.
Man, who you shouting out, bro?
Amir Yogi Athlete. My boy, Amir. He's got online classes right now.
Wait, he's taking online
Shut
classes?
Shut up, I gotta get through this. He's got online classes right now for yoga. He just did Black Men's Meditation
yoga.
Recently. Black
I
Entrepreneur.
Swallowed.
Next one. Okay, next one. My girl Val Yamada. I'm gonna send it to my boy Gary. He gonna put it at the bottom. Follow her. Yo,
I said I could eat 900 jalapenos.
I gotta get through this. She's gonna offer a, she offers a variety of sessions ranging from tarot, energy healing, spirit guide communication, mediumship, and more. In addition to these services, she creates intentional jewelry. The jewelry is specific for the energy you wanted to call for cultivate. Oh, fuck, man. Put it at the bottom. Are we out?
We're out.
Link is at the bottom. Cool Rich.
Put the music.
It's off.
Oh.
Anybody want a beer?
I got water.
Shout outs to Amir Madison.
Yeah.
Who was the girl?
Valerie.
I think the girl was also Amir Madison.
Oh my God.
Valerie, what?
Oh, okay. Celebration.
Oh, shit. Ah. Combos at the condo. Episode 86. Razzy in the building.
It's Big Bug Mike. Oh my God.
Ah! I sound like Prince.